Bunter stepped cautiously along to Loder's study. He whipped into that study and shut the door after him. On the study table stood the basket and the parcel, one containing almost infinite strawberries, the other a huge pot of cream. "Oh, crumbs!" gasped Bunter. He shoved a fat paw into the basket to begin with. A dozen strawberries vanished on the spot. They were delicious. They were, in fact, scrumptious. They melted in Bunter's mouth. Gobble, gobble, gobble. "Gorgeous!" breathed Bunter. Still gobbling strawberries, he turned the key in the door, in case any chance comer should look in. Any such person, finding the door locked, would only suppose that Loder had locked it when he went out. But Bunter's luck was in. Nobody came. He was left in peace and plenty. Gobble, gobble, gobble. He borrowed a spoon and a bag of caster sugar from Loder's study cupboard. He sat at Loder's table on one of Loder's chairs and hardly paused for a moment. There were almost endless strawberries. There was almost unlimited cream. Strawberries and cream. Cream and strawberries went on the downward path, and Billy Bunter's fat face grew shinier and stickier as he breathed happy contentment. But even Bunter slowed down before he got to the end of that immense supply of strawberries and cream. The tuck was too delicious to leave. He was not going to leave one strawberry or half a spoonful of cream, but he had to slacken speed. He was feeling full, perhaps a little too full. He was disregarding the plimsoll line even more recklessly than usual.